And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Ann-Semmelmurna head football coach Matt McGinn, who joins us on KCNI KBBN Radio. Coach, first off, just congratulations to you, your coaching staff, the kids, and also the community on making the playoffs. I know that that's always something special.
Absolutely. I think it is something special, and I'm just happy for our kids. I think a lot of hard work went into this, and just, you know, dealing with all the uncertainties of this year and you know, looking back on it. And then you look at the tough schedule that these kids have played and just kind of grinded out. And so, yeah, what an awesome thing for the kids. And we get ready for a new season.
Matt, you kind of led me right into my next question. You referenced the tough schedule, and I know that we've kind of talked about this the past couple of times we visited, but to navigate through that the way your kids did and make the playoffs, that had to make getting the announcement that you were in the playoff picture even maybe a little bit more special.
I totally agree. I think that you go back and look even clear back to Hemingford, because I think they're – I would see the 10th or something. So we played, and then all the way into our district. And then, so we played quite a schedule. And so, yeah, I'm relieved for our kids. I'm happy for them. I think towards the end of the year, I mean, we played a great Arcadia Loup City team that was finally had all the pieces together. And they're a great team. And then after that game, it was kind of a downer, you know. I mean, it's a grind. Kids are tired, and so, you know, Saturday was a relief to see that we made it in, and we get to play a team we've never seen before, so I think that's always exciting. And we're going to take a long trip, but we're used to taking long trips, so like I said, I think we're excited. The kids are happy. I'm proud of their hard work and excited for them.
Coach, a question that I've been asking most of our coaches this week, now that we're so far into the season and, well, in eight-man football, now into the playoffs, as you go through practice now, are you still working on some technique things, or has it kind of switched more to situational type stuff in practice?
Well, I think it's a great question. It's one that hardly people don't ask a lot. It's kind of interesting in eight-man football and stuff that I've learned from, you know, the older coaches around our communities and stuff. And over the years, eight-man football is a grind. When you get into the playoffs, you know, you start with 32 teams. And the one thing I've learned is a lot of times we go just helmets only because you lose a day every week. And, you know, we haven't had a bye week. So, you know, a lot of that, you got to spend so much crucial time on recovery. And so we do work a lot of technique, still individual work. I think that's very important. And then we also do a lot of situational stuff, but we just do it, you know, helmets only. And a lot of that is walkthrough. And I think it's always kind of amazing this time of year where if we slow it down and we just keep walking through things and talking and working that side of it, it's kind of interesting how kids really pick up quickly in a short period of time on all those situations. So that is a unique question, and that has been our approach. And I think with that approach, kids don't get beat up, and then by the time the game rolls around, we're, you know, spirits are up and people are feeling good, and you know, we got a good game plan put together.
Matt, as we come into the playoffs, things like turnovers and penalties seem to always be magnified now that we're to this point in the season. How do you address that as a coach? Do you just talk to the kids about it? Are there things you can do to kind of practice it? Or how do you approach those two topics?
Well, I think that's a great topic because we've seen it against Arcadia Loup City. We've seen it against Burwell this year, all the great teams that you play. And it is so crucial at this point in the season and when you start playing really good teams that, you know, you have to do your best to control penalties and control turnovers, because it's when you play great teams, you've only got so many opportunities to win that game, and you don't want to be behind in any of those categories. So I think one of the greatest tools is watching film. Mm. You know, we just take time to watch film with the kids and show them those situations, especially this time of year. Because really, kids will learn a lot just from watching the film. And, you know, you can slow it down and you can see where we might have been out of step here, or maybe we should have carried the ball differently there. And I think, honestly, to answer your question, I think film's the key to answering a lot of those questions.
Coach, talk a little bit about your seniors, if you would. I'm sure that this is even more special for them, the opportunity to get to play at least one more game and to be in the playoffs. And I know that the senior class is always one that is special to a coach.
Absolutely. This has been a great senior bunch. A lot of surprises and a lot of cool stories. Kids that, you know, I don't know if a lot of people thought would, you know, do a whole bunch of contributing, but basically every one of our seniors has played a unique role in what we've done this year. And some of them may not start, but they have a unique role, and they do a great job of motivating our younger players. And I thank all of them. They work hard in the weight room, and just some of them have come around and showed us some things that we were totally shocked at, and they've done a great job of just grinding it out all season and just being that steady, you know, work hard group, and we thank all of them.
Coach, we've talked about your tough schedule, and I would think that having went up against some of the best, really, in Class D1, get you prepared for going up against really one of the best in the opening round of the playoffs. You have to go out to Benkelman and play Dundee County Stratton. They made it to the state semifinals, I believe, a year ago. They had a lot of kids coming back this season. Just talk a little bit about them as you prepare for them, and what are going to be some of the keys for your kids to be successful.
Absolutely. And I'm totally with you. At this point in time, I do like the schedule we played. I think our kids, they have a lot of experience. I mean, and a lot of that was rough experience, and which is fine. But so I do like where we're at there. I think our kids understand what it's like to play physical football for four quarters. They've had a good taste of that the last 4 weeks. So when you look at the team we're going to play, it's another great team. Another super great team. They got a tremendous backfield, a lot of weapons. And so I think you got to go back and just rely on taking the one play at a time and know that you've gained experience now where you understand what it's like to play four quarters of football. And really against a team like this, I rely on that old school grind it out. I mean, I know it's not flashy, but it's worked for us most of the year, and I think that's what we'll hang our hat on.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. Again, congratulations on making the playoffs, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Thursday.
Awesome. Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having us, and thanks to all the sponsors.
That's Coach Matt McGinn joining us in our pregame show.